I thought I'd get you while you're moving.
That could be any time of the day.
Any time of the day. Alan Young, you showed me a picture from 1993 of a younger version. Alan Young tooting back 138 miles. Your big splash at the 24-hour race. Now your crew. Do you think all that experience of running these kinds of races gives you something that helps you as a crewman, as a guy who's working on the sidelines? What kind of things do you think that brings, that your experiences brings to this, brings to bear right now?
Well, I have an insight. I was not particularly good, but I made all the same excuses the team runners make. And I think it's learning to sift. They tell you everything, this, want this, don't want that. And the trick is to sift and what is the most important things for it. Runners tend to pull you from pillar to post because all they're thinking about is themselves and what they want in the lab. But it says, ice cream, I've got to find out. Is the ice cream, somebody's taking it from the fridge. They've no idea what goes behind the scenes. So a lot of the trick is, what does he really want and what's the important thing?
What does he
thing.
Really want?
Yeah.
Now, you missed the first part of his race, but you've been here for a week. Could you sort out what was happening to him from Scotland, what was going on? Could you make any sense of it, or you weren't really thinking about it when you were there, before you came?
We watched it every morning, did the maths every morning. He sent me a couple of voice mails, and it was like a long-lost child. You won't believe this, Alan. I left my specs, I left me. It's costing me about 7-8 laps a day, but I just...
Just getting his...
The first time I've heard him say anything remotely, how much a crew is worth to him. But I think in hindsight, because it's so different for him, the pattern is so different, it might have been better somebody being with him the first week or two to get this rhythm. Tim, it's not quite the same. Yeah, Tariq tried to get him in and got him into the rhythm of the race and how to use the day and to sift through all the nonsense that...
But this is so different than anything he's done before.
Oh, yes.
And you've done before. It's completely a new story.
Well it is, but we do quite a lot of homework. For the last 2 months, my life has been getting up early in the morning and only having 4 or 5 hours sleep, which is normal for me. And it's totally different. When I usually crew for William at a multi-day or up to 1,000 miles, he's doing batches of 4 hours, work periods.
Yeah.
His best is at night, but he can't do that here. So we've had the whole strategy, and that's why at the moment I'm very refreshed, because I'm getting 4 quality hours sleep. What I find is if I get 3 hours during a 4 hour spell, I'm not. I now do that in an hour and an hour and a half, and I do that many times a day. And it adds up. I don't have a long sleep on a 6 day or a 10 day now anymore. I have loads of good quality hours in the middle of a work period.
Now, he's on track. He's could be back on...
Oh, he's back about the red line, yes. We're back like to the red line.
Right now?
3 miles this morning outside it.
That's a big victory. Well, I mean, it's coming back from behind like that is no joke.
Well, the question was, who else, when the ladies come back from being 80 miles so far back? And he's over 60. This is the first over 60, yeah?
This is not a question about you, it's a question about Alan. Should we send him back to Scotland and bring back the real guys? Or is he managing to help you here?
He's just here, isn't he? I can't really speak freely. No, he's all right. It took a few days to bed in. But I'll keep him now.
Yeah. Yeah. Go keep him.
You go the distance with him.
Oh, I can go the distance, yeah. Yeah, we'll get on, we'll manage.
But without him here, without this kind of quality crew help, it'd be a different game altogether.
Oh yeah, I couldn't, I know now. That was the one mistake I made before the race. I thought I could self-crew and still manage it, but you can't. A whole range of things, but partly because of the, I like drinks cold. But some of the runners, some of the self-crewing runners like warm drinks, but fine. If you like warm drinks, it makes it a whole lot easier. If you like cold drinks, you know, you have to, you've got to arrange to get them cold. And the other thing is, I've had a big issue with eating enough and with the diet provided. So preparing the food was something I couldn't possibly do and do all the running.
So high marks for Alan?
Oh yeah, high marks for him. I don't want him getting too big headed. He's doing all right at the moment, yeah. But I have to keep on at him.
Thank you.
Keep him up to the mark.